The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hope you enjoyed Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, is the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Good friend of mine, Tony Curry, right here on TKR and Tony Curry radio stations, and coming soon to 101.1 The Truth, which is a 100,000-watt blow stick. I don't know. They're giving us the car keys, brother, and they're letting us to stay out all night. It's going to be great.
We warned them in advance. There's no telling what could happen.
We did, and they're excited to have it, so I'm excited. I'm sure they're excited to cash that check, too, so we'll look forward to that. Bye-bye-bye to show. Specifically, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. You were talking about, obviously, activism, and you kind of want to cross over a little bit of that and then also throw in a dash and a little DEI. How are you planning on doing this for the next few minutes?
Well, it's, you know, food banking and the nonprofit world is not exempt from activism. When we look back, the most recent example is we saw a lot of activism during COVID. It's also when we saw the Black Lives Matter movement explode. Now, several people that led the Black Lives Matter movement have bought a lot of expensive homes, a lot of fraud in that organization as well. I think we don't hear much about Black Lives Matter anymore. I think it's that it's lost steam. But in terms of equity, and diversity and inclusion, those are individual concepts that it's one of the virtue signaling kind of things. When you say, "Yeah, I'm pro DI," because who's against inclusivity? But it's one of those things when you come back to activism, clearly happened from my perspective. It started bleeding over. Companies were very much pressured to give towards minorities. And so what ended up happening, they created safe spaces in colleges. By safe spaces, it was safe spaces for people of color. So no whites. And it was very, and there's video after video after video of where that was. People were confronted just walking through that space. Hey, get out of here. You're white. You're not allowed to be here.
Sure.
And it was the exact flip around of exactly what it was. If in the past, when we had white dominant culture, white spaces, if you will, our racial history has been terrible in this country. African-Americans couldn't use the same bathroom, couldn't eat in the same places, drink out of the same fountain and all that. That was really just a reversal of that in many, many ways. And so neither one of them ended up being correct. And you see that even in the nonprofit space that I live in, lots of times when we report, when we're doing our analysis, we ask ourselves the question all the time. We have to report on the different African-American people who are dependent, who are food insecure. Mm-hmm. We have to report by race. We have to report African-American. We have to report Hispanic. We have to report Asian. But we don't report on white people who are poor. And my question is, why is it when we do DEI and they talk about DEI, is it always anybody but white? And what I want to say is, I think everybody should be there. Nobody, if you're going to be inclusive, you've truly got to be. That means you can't leave anybody out.
Yeah.
So I think one of the challenges with all that is, and I've said this before, to me, you know, whether I'm serving white, poor white communities, poor black communities, or poor Hispanic communities, doesn't matter to me. I care about the individual. They're all made in God's image, and I care very deeply about them and having enough to eat. And I'm going to serve them with my heart and do whatever is needed to best elevate them up and help care for them as long as I'm in this role. I get that's not always the case, but I hope at some point we can look at and say, you know, faith-based leadership, servant leadership is about elevating the needs of other people above your own, mm-hmm. regardless of the color of their skin, where they live, their economic, their education, all of that, because I believe that's how God looks at us as his creation. And so we ought to have that mindset, and we need to push back against activism that reduces any group to include white people, yeah. to reduce them and make them less or on the outside. All that comes from this idea that we have a system that our society and culture was built by white people. There's inherent advantages of being white. So we're going to leave white people out, elevate only people of color, and that's going to make things equal. All it's done is have people constantly talking about our differences. We constantly putting people in groups, constantly segmenting, and it does very little to unite and bring people together. And I think that's where we need to be. That's when we're going to have the healthiest society. That's when we're going to have the healthiest communities, is when we can say, regardless, we're Americans. We all bring our own unique backgrounds, but we're going to love God first. We're going to love our families. We're going to love country. And we're going to work together to make it the best it can be. That may be a bit idealistic, but that's where I hope we can get to.
You got
to
start somewhere, man. This is Bye Bye Bye. Thank you, brother.
All right.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.